I'm Jim Ladd, and we're back with the SFX Radio Network premiere of Jimi Hendrix, live at the Fillmore East. We'll begin this part of the show with a quote from a guy who is one hell of a guitar player in his own right, from a little old band called Guns N' Roses. Ladies and gentlemen, Slash.
The fluidity of his notes and the sort of mayhem approach from getting from A to B, it's so natural sounding. And if you go and pick up a guitar and sort of try and do it, you can play the exact same notes, but it's not the same thing. You know, so there was a natural smoothness to, no matter how fast or how slow he was playing, there was a kind of roll off your fingers kind of style that he had. And then when he got real intense, you know, we all loved him for Feedback and for the intensity of his dramatic style of live playing and whatever. Those are the things I picked up on, you know. Plus, he just seemed cool.
Obviously, Jimi Hendrix was born with an amazing gift, but it takes a lot more than raw talent to become the best. Billy Cox.
He would practice, and a lot of times, even when he got out of the service, he'd wake up in the morning, the guitar was either laying beside him or on top of him. But where you see he put 25, I saw him put 25 years in the guitar in 5 years, because it was a night and day affair. And it became an extra appendage of his body. This is why he became so good.
The Band of Gypsies had something that seems to be in short supply in rock and roll today. The ability to get on stage and jam together as a band. Buddy Miles.
Our whole thing was just jamming. Just like when we met, we had this thing about being able to play and wanting to play. Because you really, really want to give some of yourself, rather than it just be there so you can transpose it.
For Billy Cox, the late night jam sessions were the essence of not only the Band of Gypsies, but the essence of what it means to be a creative musician.
Well, we would come out of Studio A when we finished with basically the stuff we were working on, and then they'd set up Studio B for our jamming. And you'd look up and there'd be maybe Johnny Winters or Stephen Stills or what have you. And we'd, you know, and maybe Stills might have his bass player. And they would, you know, we just all a musical camaraderie. That's all it was. Because you have to stop and think that Jimmy was not an avid bowler. He didn't play golf. He didn't have a boat. So music was our lives at that time. So what better way to fulfill your dreams, what better way to relax than to jam when you're not out gigging? So that's, you know, and then a lot of times he'd save the tapes and sit back and listen to them and maybe even get an idea or two from them.
Eddie Kramer.
You have to think of the year of 1969 as the jam year. He was basically a little bit directionless, and he would just go in and the tape would run for days. You know, they would jam and jam and jam until something came together. But he was using very expensive studio time to record jams, which is not quite the way we do it today, which is the main reason why we built Electric Lady Studios. But that year was the year in which I think all of the songs for the Band of Gypsies basically were put together, culminating in that famous concert.
Bye. These songs haven't been completed yet. We're just messing around and see what happens.
That was Steppin' Stone, and we'll be back with more of Jimi Hendrix live at the Fillmore East on the SFX Radio Network in just a moment.
It's the Trident Tooth Fairy again. I'm talking to Yvette. She's a French model. What you eating, hun?
How you say? Céleri?
Céleri? But you're so thin, you could stand under a flagpole for shade. Have one of my eclairs.
Eclair.
Whatever, they'll put some meat on you.
But my teeth.
Well, it's true that eclairs can
No. Eclair.
That eclair. can lead to cavities, but chewing Trident when you can't brush can help stop cavities from forming.
Good. Then I will eat all the eclair.
May they go straight to your hips. And remember, when you can't brush, chew on this. Trident.
Honey Pumpkin, would you still love me if I decided to stop shaving my legs and armpits?
I would love each and every hair.
Oh, and what if my mouth was a seething pit of despair oozing with millions of the germs that can cause the gum disease gingivitis?
Potato Dumpling, your mouth is a seething pit of despair, huh? And I bet you do have gingivitis.
What?
2 out of 3 people get it before they're 25. Here, try some cool mint Listerine.
Listerine?
It's proven to kill those germs, leaving your mouth, well, more lovable.
Oh, you really do love me, Lindsay.
Bunny Biscuit, use the Listerine first.
See your dentist. Use as directed when brushing and flossing aren't enough.
What's up, Kelly?
Traffic situation, Lieutenant.
What's the problem?
We got a vehicle stopping traffic, windshields iced up, doors are frozen shut.
The couple inside?
They're kissing, sir.
In their frozen car, in July.
Yes, sir.
Whoa, the icy surprise of new Dentine Ice Cinnamon Gum. Frosty shell outside, Sub-Zero Cinnamon Chewing Gum flavor inside for icy fresh breath that lasts.
Only one thing to do.
What, sir?
Confiscate their gum.
Nothing's colder than ice. Peppermint, spearmint, and icy, spicy new Dentine Ice Cinnamon.
Excuse me, did we do something wrong? Were we violent? Selling drugs? Knocking over old ladies in the park? Or a bunch of teenagers together? That must mean trouble, right? Man, don't be so quick to judge us.
We teenagers are tired of being looked at like criminals. So now's our chance to prove everybody wrong by doing something right. Get involved in crime prevention and make your community safer and better for everyone. Call 1-800-722-TEENS to find out how. A public service message from the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, the U.S. Department of Justice, and the Ad Council.
All right, sell Amalgamated at 25 and 7/8. Buy Consolidated at...
Hello!
Who are you?
You haven't heard about me? I'm the Trident Tooth Fairy. See, I got wings and gum.
You want to place an order?
No! I want to tell you about Trident. Did you know Trident is the number one dentist-recommended gum?
Hang on a second. Hey, Morty, I got some inside info on Trident.
In fact, more dentists chew Trident than any other gum.
You sure?
If I were the Easter Bunny, you could doubt me. But I'm the Tooth Fairy!
Hey, Morty, buy 100 shares of Trident.
I should get commission. And remember, chew on this, Trident.
Yeah, this is Slash, and you're listening to Jimi Hendrix Live at the Fillmore East on the SFX Radio Network.